King David foiled Adonijah's plot to secure the throne for himself and had Solomon, the heir that God had chosen, proclaimed king. Then the old monarch died and was buried in the city of David in Jerusalem. Solomon forgave his brother, and his rule was firmly established. But Adonijah did not lay aside his claims to the throne. One day he went to visit Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. "Do you come peacefully?" she asked. "Yes, peacefully," he replied. "But I have something to ask you. As you know, the kingdom was mine. All Israel knew this and expected me to be king. But things changed, and the throne has gone to my brother, for it has come to him from the Lord. Nevertheless, I have one request to make. Speak, I pray, to the king so that I may have Abishag as my wife. He will not refuse you." When Solomon heard this, he was at once on his guard, for Abishag had been a member of David's household and was regarded as part of the new king's property. If Adonijah married her, it might strengthen his position as heir to the throne. Solomon had only just escaped his brother's attempt to seize power before King David's death, and he now feared another plot. "Why do you request Abishag for Adonijah?" he asked his mother. "You might as well request the kingdom for him. After all, he is my older brother." "Yes, for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab, commander of the army." Solomon had told his brother that if he behaved with integrity, his life would be spared, but if not, he would die. So the king said to his mother, "May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if Adonijah does not pay with his life for this request." He gave orders to Benaiah, commander of the royal guard, to strike down Adonijah that very day. The king seized the opportunity of punishing the treason of two other conspirators, Abiathar the priest and Joab, commander of the army. Joab was also guilty of murder. Solomon summoned Abiathar and said to him, "You deserve to die, but I will spare your life because you carried the ark of the Lord Almighty before my father David. Go back to your land in Anathoth." Solomon removed Abiathar from the priesthood of the Lord and made Zadok high priest. When Joab heard this, he fled to the tent of the Lord and took hold of the horns of the altar. Solomon ordered Benaiah to go and strike him down. But Joab refused to leave the altar, saying, "No, I will die here." Not daring to kill him in the sanctuary, Benaiah went back to the king. Solomon said to him, "Do as he says. Strike him down and bury him. The Lord will repay him for the blood he has shed, because without the knowledge of my father David, he murdered two men who were better and more upright than he, Abner, commander of Israel's army, and Amasa, commander of Judah's army." After Joab's death, Solomon made Benaiah commander-in-chief. Then the king sent for Shimei, the Benjamite, who had cursed and insulted David while the king was fleeing from Absalom. To curse the anointed king was an act of high treason punished with death. But when he returned to Jerusalem, David had spared Shimei's life. However, before dying, David had told Solomon not to let the man go unpunished. So the king summoned Shimei and said, "Build yourself a house in Jerusalem and live there, but do not go anywhere else. The day you leave, you will surely die. Your blood will be on your own head." Shimei replied, "What you say is good." Shimei built a house and stayed in Jerusalem. But 3 years later, two of his slaves ran away. Instead of sending some of his men to bring them back, Shimei saddled his donkey and went off to fetch them himself. On his return, Solomon sent for him and said, "Did I not warn you on the day you leave, you will surely die? And you swore, 'I will obey.' Why then did you not keep your oath to the Lord and obey my command? You know all the wrong you did to my father David. Now the Lord will repay you for your wrongdoing." Then Shimei was struck down and died. Next episode, Solomon's Wisdom.